In this bulletin, the police union welcomes news the Northern Territory Anti-Corruption Commissioner is stepping aside from investigations around Kumanji Walker's death. Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt says learning Indigenous languages is key to bringing Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians closer together. And in rugby union, the new Wallabies coach is announced. This is NITV Radio News. I'm Biwa Kwan. The Northern Territory Police Association has welcomed the decision of the Territory's Independent Commissioner Against Corruption to step aside from an investigation into the death in custody of Kumanji Walker. The 19-year-old Walpri man was shot and killed by police in the Indigenous community of Uendamu on November 9. President of the NT Police Association, Paul McHugh, says the decision by Commissioner Ken Fleming is entirely appropriate. Mr. McHugh says the association maintains its complete support of the right to a fair trial of the officer charged with Mr. Walker's murder. Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt says Indigenous languages should also be taught as a priority in schools, in the same way as French, Cantonese or Spanish. Mr. Wyatt made the remarks as part of his address at the Frank Archibald Memorial Lecture, held at the University of New England, to honour the late Frank Archibald, a respected Aboriginal elder of the Armidale area of New South Wales. Minister Wyatt says all students can benefit from learning Indigenous languages and history.
For all students, learning Aboriginal languages and Torres Strait Islander languages provides a distinctive means of understanding the country in which they live, including relationships between land, the environment and people. The ongoing and necessary reacclimation and revitalisation of these languages also contributes to reconciliation.
Northern Territory Minister for Aboriginal Affairs Selena Ubo says the Territory's first Aboriginal tourism strategy will lead to much-needed economic development in the region. The 10-year plan has a vision to transform the Territory into a leader in the Aboriginal tourism sector. To support the release of the strategy, the NT government will roll out a range of activities, including a grants program to support Aboriginal-owned tourism businesses with small infrastructure works, interpretation work and planning, mentoring and training, and improved measures and reporting tools to track the success of the strategy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the release of a Taliban hostage ends a period of hell for Australian academic Timothy Weeks. A hostage swap deal allowed the release of Mr. Weeks and his American colleague Kevin King, who were captured in Kabul in 2016. Mr. Morrison says Mr. Weeks' family is overjoyed and he's thanked the US administration for its cooperation in securing the deal. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says 3 years of detention is an extraordinarily long time.
I also want to particularly acknowledge President Ashraf Ghani of Afghanistan. His efforts in the pursuit of confidence-building measures, in the pursuit of the freedom of these two men, have been extremely important to achieving their release. I know the Prime Minister is intending to speak to President Ghani later today and to convey Australia's thanks.
A Swedish prosecutor has announced the end of an investigation into an alleged rape involving WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The Australian is fighting extradition to the United States, accused of publishing secret documents. He remains in a British prison. Mr. Assange has always denied the rape accusations, which are nearly 10 years old, and the WikiLeaks editor has welcomed Sweden's decision. The Swedish Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions, Eva-Marie Persson, says although the plaintiff is credible, corroborating evidence is insufficient.
Considering the weakened evidence, I have therefore, after careful consideration, come to the conclusion that additional legal interviews with Julian Assange himself would not alter the evidentiary basis in a decisive manner. Because of this, I've decided to not take further steps in order to be able to hold a questioning with Mr. Julian Assange.
More than 100 schools have been closed in South Australia as much of the state braces for catastrophic fire danger conditions. 7 districts have been classified catastrophic fire danger zones, including the Mount Lofty Ranges and Mid-North near Adelaide. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the state has its emergency plans in place.
We've got a very professional approach to preparing ourselves in South Australia, but also if the incidents arises, for bushfires to respond quickly and appropriately.
Victoria and Queensland will experience scorching conditions over the next 2 days, with temperatures to climb into the 40s. Melbourne is forecast to reach a top of 39 degrees on Thursday, and regional centres further north will be even hotter today. In Queensland, the temperatures will likely increase the fire danger as more than 70 blazes continue to burn across the state. Firefighters are concerned that no significant rain is forecast until January next year. Australia's Financial Intelligence Agency is pursuing Westpac for alleged breaches of money laundering and counter-terror laws. The Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre says the bank failed to report more than 19.5 million international fund transfers, amounting to more than $11 billion over nearly 5 years. The regulator's chief executive, Nicole Rose, says this oversight meant there was a loss of intelligence and information passed on to national security agencies.
Westpac failed across several key areas. Westpac failed to appropriately assess and monitor the ongoing money laundering and terrorism financing risks associated with the movement of money into and out of Australia through correspondent banking relationships.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia stands ready to offer assistance to Samoa as it grapples with the measles outbreak. For the past 3 weeks, the Pacific Island nation of 200,000 people has been in the grip of a measles epidemic that has been exacerbated by low immunisation rates. 16 people are dead, including a 7-month-old baby. A total of 1,174 measles cases have been reported. Mr. Morrison says communication is already taking place to assess what aid is required.
These are things we'll take advice on from our Office of the Pacific and our post. And we have always been able to respond and assist our Pacific family and friends when it comes to difficult health challenges and things of this nature. So there are established practices and procedures in place for that, and we'll be following those as normal.
Two more contestants to potentially represent Australia at Eurovision 2020 have been announced. Joel Creasy and Miff Warhurst return to host Eurovision Australia Decides in February 2020, which will allow members of the public to help vote on who gets to compete in the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam. Rising First Nations artist Mitch Tambo and multi-award-winning singer, songwriter and actor Iota will join Vanessa Amorosi and Casey Donovan in the lineup. Mr. Creasy says Eurovision has an enduring appeal.
I think with what's going on in the world, it's everything's so heavy. Eurovision is so fun and silly and over the top and camp, and it's a nice relief from the everyday crap we go through.
And to sport and rugby union, New Zealander Dave Rennie says he believes he can make a difference in his new role as Wallabies coach. Rennie replaces Michael Checker, who chose not to seek reappointment following Australia's World Cup quarter-final exit. Currently in charge of Glasgow Warriors in Scotland, 55-year-old Rennie coached New Zealand's Chiefs to Super Rugby titles in 2012 and 2013. Rennie says he signed a 3.5-year deal through to the end of the 2023 World Cup.
Everywhere I've gone, I've immersed myself in the community and the culture. And I guess we'll be judged by what we do as opposed to what I say now. But I can assure you that I care about the future of Australian rugby. Going to work really hard to get a strong connection with the Super Rugby coaches and our national age grade coaches to ensure that we've got good young talent coming through and creating a pathway for them.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, shower 2, then sunny 21. Adelaide, very hot before becoming windy, 42. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 32. Hobart, possible late shower, 23. Canberra, cloud clearing, 32. Wollongong, cloudy, 22. Sydney, smoke haze, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, shower 2, possible storm, 35. This is NITV Radio News.